Hi, everybody. Connor McGahee in Gates Auditorium in the Newman Center for Performing Arts on the campus of the University of Denver. Why are we here today? Well, it's to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the Denver Broncos cheerleaders. The process for picking the team began last Sunday. 17-plus hours of work went underway this week, and tonight we'll find out who the 26-person team will be for the 2017 Denver Broncos season.
This is my first time judging the athletic beauty pageant, I guess this is. You know, these girls do a tremendous job cheering on our fans during the each and every game. That, you know, we really rely on the fans in Broncos country to really, you know, propel us to a victory. And these girls do a great job of that. And it was just an honor to be part of the judging them and kind of selecting the new team for this year.
Well, it's not just knowing about the routines and how to dance. They're looking for an overall person here. During the week, we had workshops, we had business interviews, and the dreaded football test that would make even you and I sweat a little bit. It's an entire process that goes into picking the 2017 Denver Broncos cheerleaders.
Beauty, skill set, a little bit about their background, where they come from, what they do. So it's a lot of, it's more than just dancing that takes to become a cheerleader. I mean, like I said, it's a big accomplishment for these girls to become a cheerleader.
I have seen you over the years develop. And if this wasn't your year, truly, take what you have learned over the course of this week, which is probably a lot, and apply it to next year. And if you had an area of weakness, you probably got a little bit of a sense of what that was, and you're going to work on it this year, and we're going to see you back here. Our 2017 Denver Broncos cheerleaders will be.
Today, my experience is pretty crazy. Overall, this whole week has been just a lot, but I've been trying to just keep in good spirits, stay confident. Today was probably the easiest because I'm actually performing, which is what I'm used to. You really got to perform in front of the people that you love, and I'm just totally in 100% in shock right now, and it still feels surreal.
I think the audition process coming back for your second year is always a little different. You kind of know what you're doing, and then you get up there, and the coaches expect you to just have this different level of experience added to your dancing. At the same time, it's so much more fun because you're just relaxed and you know the women around you and everybody's so uplifting and positive. So it's a great experience coming back for your second year.
I think it was more important ever in this 25th historic season to really pick a team that exemplifies all of the qualities that we hold so dear as part of our legacy, and I think we've done that tonight. The judges really get a sense of the women that have something special, and those are the women that we pick for our team.
Well, that'll do it. Going into tonight, we didn't know who the winners were going to be. We didn't know who was going to be on the sidelines for at least 10 games in 2017. Now we have 26 names. 26 young ladies will be here for sometimes the first time and sometimes the third time or beyond. We know our 2017 Denver Broncos cheerleaders. On the University of Denver campus, I'm Connor McGahee.